Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we work on the downhill side of this week's devotions on patience, we're looking specifically at patience in sharing God's Word. Been looking this week at serving with patience. And part of our serving ought to involve sharing God's Word with people. Now granted, the verse that this day's devotion really centers around specifically is it's a charge to Timothy to preach the Word. And while there are those that have gifts that God has given, that have been called into positions, if you would, of evangelist, of preaching the Word publicly in a church setting, God has called all of us to share His Word with others. And I believe the same instructions, or at least the very similar instructions, apply, that we ought to be ready in season and out of season. We ought to share God's Word with patience. It ought to be a part of who we are. It ought to be a part of how we serve. And doing so with patience requires that we understand the results are up to God. There are many times that people do something for a short time and quit. And there are a lot of reasons that happen. Some is that they discover that it isn't what they anticipated it would be. Sometimes it's much more difficult than they imagined, or it's not enough of a challenge. But for many people, one of those reasons that we quit is that we don't see the results we anticipated. We wanted things to happen at a much quicker pace. We institute a New Year's Eve diet. And a week later, we step on the scales and we actually weigh more than we did when we started. And it's like, why bother? And we quit. And I believe the same is true with our continued desire to share God's Word with people. We understand the need. We are challenged and convicted to share God's Word. We live a life that is consistent with the words we're sharing. We seem to be doing the right things. And that coworker just continues on his or her way, seemingly not interested, not even apparently letting the words that we share sink in. And so we quit sharing. And we give up. But not just do we quit sharing with those that seem uninterested, we quit sharing altogether because in our mind it hasn't accomplished anything. That's why Paul's words, God's Word for us, is so important to realize that we have different roles. And sometimes we know what those roles are, and other times we're not sure what part of the process we are in another person's life. Some plant the seed, some water, some help the process along, but it's always the Lord who brings about the increase. And when we share God's word with people, it's important that we do so with great patience, not knowing for sure whether we're simply getting the ground ready, whether we're the one that's planting the seed, whether we're providing some water, some nutrients, some of God's word to help what's been planted in them grow. And yeah, it's generally more exciting if we're somewhere near the end of that process and we happen to see God bring about the increase. But there's a danger in that. When we find ourselves at that point, often we begin to think it's us. That we're really good at this. And sometimes we tend to fail to give God the credit for the increase that He has brought about. You see, living life, serving people with patience is possible when we recognize who is in charge of our life. If I'm in charge, I have an entire list of things I have to get done. And the sooner I get them done, the better it is for me. But if someone else is in charge, it's their list that I'm working off of. It's their schedule. It's their desires that I'm seeking to fulfill. And serving God as we serve people with patience takes place when we patiently share God's word. And I love that charge to Timothy to do so in season and out of season. To do so at all times. When it looks productive and when it doesn't look so productive. When it's planting time and when it's harvest time. And as we patiently share God's word, it's an important reminder that we do so both with our words and with our actions. You see, sharing God's word effectively requires that our life reflects that word so that people can see it. I can tell people all that I want to about the benefits of a healthy diet, of regular exercise, of doing things that maintain and yet very few would believe me. Because I don't have what most would call a healthy diet, or the regular exercise kind of comes and goes. I'm not in the shape to do an online fitness class that would attract a lot of people saying, "Wow, I want to be like him." The same is true when people hear us share God's word. They've watched us. They've seen us. They can look and glimpse into our life. And while they can't judge the heart accurately, as only God can, they can observe some of the fruit our life's producing, some of the fruit that God's Spirit within us ought to be producing. And sometimes it's that combination of patiently sharing God's word through our words and through our actions that do the most good in the lives of people. To recognize we're in this for the long haul. that the finish line isn't something that we set, it's something that God has already set in place. And just because the person doesn't respond to our sharing God's word today doesn't mean it's necessarily their last chance. It doesn't mean they've necessarily rejected God forever. That perhaps today was a watering day. Some food for thought, some spiritual truth that helps them to grow, a seed someone planted in them years ago. You see, sharing God's word with patience says, I believe that God's word is powerful and it can transform anyone. And I'm going to keep sharing it no matter what. Praying all along that it will do the work that God intends it to do. The work that God promised it will do. And while we know not everyone will respond, there are those that we know that we've shared the word of God with that have died without Christ. But that's kind of between them and God. We can't make someone do what we want. We can't make someone believe what we want them to believe. But when we serve with this patient sharing of God's word, we trust that it accomplishes something, even when it's rejected by those who hear it. Jesus came and patiently shared God's word with people, a vast majority, who refused to heed what he said. And yet it was through that patient sharing of God's word, even in the midst of many who rejected it, that people came to know God through him. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to evaluate what your life and what your words say about God's word. Evaluate settings and people and situations where you've kind of given up. You've written them off. And ask God to reinvigorate you for the purpose of patiently sharing his word at all times, in all ways, to all people. Would you pray with me today? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've called us to yourself, not just to know you and to be in relationship with you, but to be your children and to be your servants. To serve you as we serve others, as we patiently share your word with them. Father, today help us to see and understand those times where we've given up. Those times when we've written people off and we've quit sharing your word with them. May we repent and may we re-engage in patiently sharing your word in every way possible, at every time possible, with every person possible. May we grow in our trust of you to do your work, even as we patiently do what we can and what we've been equipped and called to do. Father, may we learn the peace that comes with faithfulness. A peace that is far greater than that which comes through success. Such a by the world's definition at least, success is such a fleeting and slippery thing to even try to grasp hold of. But faithfulness, of patiently sharing your word, of doing and being who you've called and created us to be, can bring a peace when we recognize we're not responsible for the outcome. We're responsible for living in faithful obedience to you. And doing so in a way that shares your word as much as possible. Father, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that their lives would be filled with this patient sharing of your word. Father, that those that have accepted your word and would be involved in patiently sharing that word with their friends and their classmates. But Father, for our children that have not yet come to you, whatever their age is, I pray that we would continue to patiently share your word, and that we would also ask that you would surround them with others. Perhaps we've done the part that you've called us to do, and there are others who you are using to speak your word patiently in a different way. May we trust you even as we grow in a faithfulness and obedience. God, as we live life, as we are in a season where we're looking towards this great celebration of your resurrection that we call Easter Sunday here, may we recognize the opportunities that exist in sharing your word because of that. And may the excitement of a special day help reinvigorate us for the sharing of your word at every opportunity that we have. But Father, may it be a desire that grows in us regardless of the excitement that surrounds us. So that a week after Easter Sunday, a month after Easter Sunday, 6 months after Easter Sunday, we're still eagerly sharing your word with great patience. And Father, when we are near enough to the harvest that we see you bring about the increase, may we praise and honor you for doing so. And may we recognize and acknowledge the team of people that you use to plant and water and cultivate and prepare that person for the increase that you've brought about. God, today as we live life, may we do so with a renewed commitment to patiently share your word. May we do that with our voice and with our actions. And together, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.